sofrimento sobre a terra é muito grande.
Suffering on earth is very intense.
As condições nas quais as pessoas vivem,
the conditions in which people live, are precarious.
E a mente, quando começa a se destacar,
and when the mind begins to stand out from mass consciousness,
quando a mente começa a perceber,
when the mind begins to perceive, to
glimpse
that there must be a reason why things happen the way they do,
começa a se perguntar,
the mind begins to ask itself, it begins to question,
de tudo isso.
Why all this is the way it is?
As coisas são como são.
Why things are the way they are?
No planeta,
why the situation on the planet, the situation in people's lives, is the way it is?
E a essas perguntas dificilmente teremos
and we will hardly ever find answers to these questions. Because to know the why behind these things, we would have to have an expanded consciousness. We would have to be like the Creator himself. But the mind asks, yet does not understand why things are this way. Why there is so much suffering.
De nós estarmos sobre a terra,
what is the meaning of our being on earth, living life the way we do?
Então, à medida que a mente persiste,
so as the mind persists in this questioning,
ainda que ela não tenha uma resposta dos porquês,
even though it may not have an answer to the whys,
a ingressar numa trajetória,
the mind begins to set out along a pathway that takes it, that takes the individual towards a transcending of the states where he or she may be. Whatever the situation that may arise, it never stems from a single cause. It arises, it happens. It becomes organized in that specific way due to a confluence of causes. So it's a chain of reasons why that will cause a situation to take shape in a certain way. Furthermore, for each individual involved, the same situation becomes a different situation because individuals are different. We are fruit of different currents of reasons why, of different streams of causes that converge at every moment.
Nossa mente pode perceber esse movimento.
So our mind can perceive this movement,
ainda que não possa abarcar,
even though it might not be able
corrente,
to grasp the magnitude of this current. But we can perceive that this current exists. It's a continual movement.
No plano físico, nós estamos na superfície
on the physical level,
que gira em torno
we are on the surface of a planet that revolves around the sun. When we began this study, the planet was at a certain position in space. At this moment, the planet has already moved to another position. Besides revolving around the sun, the planet revolves around its own axis. We were turned towards a certain region of the universe, the planet is revolving, and we have already turned towards another region of the universe. And other links are being formed.
Levando consigo todo o sistema solar,
the sun takes the entire solar system with it
da galáxia,
and travels through the galaxy.
O sol não fica num ponto fixo.
The sun does not stand still.
Está viajando no cosmos.
The galaxy is traveling through the cosmos.
Um momento como outro.
So no moment is the same as the next.
Organização cósmica.
And all this cosmic organization, which to us is perfect, is projected at each moment. So one moment of our life contains more than our own whys, It contains the causes, the reasons why, the determinants of the beings to whom we are linked. It contains the motives of planetary life, the reasons why, of the sun, of the galaxy. And all this is here, right now. It's in the configuration of this moment. So it's a confluence that greatly transcends our individual field. Our individual field simply mirrors, reflects a certain confluence. It is responding to this confluence. So it is the way we respond to this infinite confluence of reasons why that determines our interaction with this infinite cosmic life. So it's our reaction to this, it's the way we communicate with this that is in our hands, because this chain of whys is infinite. So if the chemistry of the sun changes, the magnetic field of the sun changes, this influences the Earth. It influences the states of being. It influences the processes by which evolution unfolds on Earth. With a change in the sun, a change occurs in the confluence of planets. With a change of the magnetic field, another structure is there, another impulse of order. So we are in this. There's no way for us to get out of this. And the way is not for us to get out of this infinite chain. The way is for us to enter this infinite process more consciously. So there is a pathway there. And what we can understand with our tiny mental coefficient today, what we can glimpse is that behind all the processes, behind everything, there is the expansion of consciousness. There is consciousness. We cannot encompass this infinite chain of whys that creates the forms, that gives form to the situation, that shapes existence here on the manifested levels, in these dimensions where we are incarnated. But we can know that consciousness underlies everything. So this process causes consciousness to expand. So if we focus this, if we understand this, if we take this upon ourselves, we then enter an infinite current in another way. We can realize that special beings have always existed on Earth, beings who stood above the mass of humanity. There have always existed beings who are bearers, transmitters of a special impulse, a transcendent impulse. So there was a special being from whose manifestation, whose expression, whose life emanated certain impulses, radiated certain impulses of transcendence, radiated teaching. So these special individuals, these special beings, these beings who radiated impulses of transcendence, are representatives, members of this cosmic current present in life on Earth, to help us become freed from our state and to help us enter more fully into this infinite current, which is the current of consciousness.
que está por detrás de
because
tudo
consciousness
que existe.
Is behind
é o motivo de tudo
everything
que existe.
That exists. It's the reason for everything that exists.
Do ponto de vista da consciência humana,
from the point of view of human consciousness, we can understand
de libertação
that the process of liberation of consciousness, the process of expansion of consciousness, happens in stages.
Então, seja o que for que esteja acontecendo,
so no matter what might be happening,
daquilo,
the
é a
ultimate reason for that is the expansion of consciousness
ponto, nível,
and for it to become freed from that place, that
então,
level, that
for,
stage where it was situated. So whatever may happen, it's a stimulus for consciousness to expand, to become liberated from that situation where it was imprisoned. When we look around us, we realize that consciousness is present in the mineral kingdom. There is consciousness inside the minerals.
Num estágio mineral.
At the mineral stage, so that experience inside that physical structure, inside that cohesion, that power of mineral cohesion, brings a certain development. It generates something for consciousness.
Vemos a consciência no reino vegetal.
Then we can observe consciousness present in the plant kingdom.
De aprendizado.
It's another field
no
of learning
formal,
in the world of
para
forms.
Para que a consciência se expanda.
For consciousness to expand.
Depois temos o reino animal.
Then we have the animal kingdom,
animal,
which is another level. The animal kingdom moves over the surface of the earth.
É outro estágio, outro campo.
This is another stage, another field
ali.
Of experience.
Naquele estado,
but consciousness
estado
is
animal,
present there
diferente
in
do
that
vegetal,
animal stage,
diferente do mineral,
which is different to the plant stage and different to the mineral stage.
Vai sair do estado
and when
animal,
consciousness begins to leave the animal
estado,
stage
é humano,
and to enter another stage, which is the human stage, we have a very important point of transition, a point of transition in which the individual soul is formed. At this stage, consciousness receives a vehicle through which it becomes aware of itself. So this is very different to the plant, to the mineral, and the animal stages. When this individual soul comes into being, this mirror of the soul, by which consciousness recognizes itself and carries out its experiences, is aware of itself. So we know we exist. So the human stage differs from the infrahuman stages. But it is a transitional stage. We are not here to go on being humans. This is our first misconception as humans. We are not at this human stage simply to be humans. We are at the human stage in order to transcend it. We are in this stage to become suprahuman. So this human state is a transitional state. From what is infrahuman, that does not have an awakened self-awareness, consciousness there is still embryonic, to a suprahuman state, to a supraconscious state, where this universal life and this cosmic life will be reflected to a degree that we cannot even imagine.
Então, este primeiro engano,
so this first misconception has to be revoked. It has to be cancelled.
Nós não estamos no estado humano
we are not
para permanecer
in
aí.
This human state to
então,
remain
nós
there.
Compreendemos isso
so
e assumimos
if we understand
isso,
and accept
muda
this,
totalmente o nosso relacionamento com a vida.
Our relationship to life changes completely.
Da vida,
our relationship to the events of life and to ourselves changes. Our relationship to consciousness changes. The way we perceive what we are changes. So we are not meant to remain in this state where we are. This is a transient state, something temporary. So we are in this school on the surface of this planet, which is journeying through space, in order to leave the state where we are and enter the following state. So all that we know, all that we have experienced, is of no use for us as a point of reference. We have to seek our point of reference for the following step in a state that is not human. We have to seek this point of reference in a suprahuman state, not in our way of thinking, not in our way of feeling, not in our cultural patterns or in our scientific paradigms. We are not going to find our reference there. The point of reference for us to go forward is to be found in what transcends the human world. And for us to follow this pathway within the specific cycles and stages, we are greatly supported by this superhuman life. So all this superhuman existence, which for us is infinite, is present, drawing us toward it. So if we remove our focus of attention, if we transfer our attention, the object of our yearning, our desires, our aspirations, our interests, our priorities, our goal in life, from external, material, human things, little things, if we transfer our capacity to focus energy, if we take this away from the tiny, stunted human world, and if we transfer it to this superhuman life that is drawing us to it, we will begin to enter a transcendent current. We will begin to be drawn to this transcendent current, and we will free ourselves more and more from those knots, from those chains that bind us here. So this pathway is inevitable, because, as we have seen, the planet is not standing still in space. The planet is moving. The sun is moving. The galaxy is moving. And we are moving within this universal movement. So it is impossible for us to want to stay where we are. It is impossible for us to want security in what we have already attained. So we are not going to find security, protection in the rigid structures. We are going to find security in transcending what we have already attained, no matter how good it might be. So this movement, this ascending movement, is to be consciously lived and embraced, and then life will be transformed. Otherwise, we will follow what is called natural evolution. We move on, swaying back and forth between going forward and dropping back. Immersed in attrition, in suffering, we learn through suffering, and we are driven within the mass of humanity, we are impelled by this natural evolution. It doesn't have to be this way. It's not meant to be this way. As long as this natural evolution is in charge of our journey, we go on blindly. We become attached to everything along the way. We try to grab on to anything along the way and to stay there. Then we are forcibly torn away from that situation by situations of life. And again we grab on to something and life tears us away. And again we grab on to something. We hold on to people, to material goods, to situations in life, to social status, to cultural levels, to ideas, to projects. And all that is an illusion. And we go from one illusion to another. We learn through suffering that life is not in those things. The reason for life is not there. Now, if we take this transformation upon ourselves, if we decide to respond to this call from this superhuman transcendent life, all this life will come to us miraculously. It will come to us and help us to get out of this prison. It will show us the light at the end of the tunnel, because there is a light at the end of the tunnel. So whatever the situation might be, whatever the conditions of life might be, it is there as a stimulus for us to move on. No matter what the situation might be, if we go ahead, the situation changes. This is the magic of consciousness. This is what those special beings come to show us. So a special being appears and performs a miracle. He is showing us that everything can be transformed. There is nothing that cannot be transformed if consciousness is transformed. So if we act as consciousness, the external situations will become transformed, or else they will reach us in another way, because we have moved on, the frequency of the vibration has changed, we are not in the same place anymore. So this process of leaving behind the animal kingdom and entering the human kingdom, this individualization of the soul, we could even call it a being's first initiation when it enters the human kingdom. This process has well-defined stages and it will help us go beyond the human kingdom. So we receive help to follow this pathway. This universal transcendent life comes to us through these envoys, these messengers. And today, in a very special way, in a way that has never before existed on the surface of the earth, we are being contacted by this universal life, by this transcendent life, by means of stellar consciousnesses, consciousnesses that exist in the cosmos beyond the solar system. And these consciousnesses are lovingly called the space gardeners. So this current of universal life reaches us and communicates with us as individual beings and prisoners of this planet, prisoners of this identification with human life. This current of universal life comes to us to free our consciousness from this prison, to turn our consciousness away from this fascination for material life, from this illusion of this material life, from this belief that what appears to us as life is life, It's not. This is not what we are living. We are living a fallacy. So to get out of this fallacy, to get out of this suffering, there are some keys, there are some teachings,
there are
the transcendent impulses coming from universal life that reach us today like a blessing by means of the space gardeners. So these representatives of universal life, of cosmic life, these representatives of the One Father, the Creator, these rays of light reach this earthly darkness and touch us. We are being touched by this stellar light. So our consciousness can very quickly be freed from this prison. But for this touch of stellar light, which has already touched us on the inner levels, for this touch to be radiated here, so that we can mirror this stellar light here, this light that is brought by the space gardeners, by the cosmic hierarchies, we have to perceive this touch. We have to realize that we have been touched. We have to realize that we are no longer the same. And we have to not be afraid of no longer being the same. We have to recognize that there is a transcendent life which is totally different to all we are living. We have to have the courage to live something new right away and not feel the need to go on clinging to, hanging on to, and being held back by people, situations, commitments, claims, the need for self-affirmation, the need for human fulfillment, all those sticky things that keep the consciousness imprisoned there. We are touched. Everything on earth has been touched by another light. This touch from the space gardeners has already taken place. It is still happening. And it should evolve. This stellar light should expand over the earth. So this allurement of material life, this yearning for material life, has to be dissolved in this stellar light, which is not ruled by earthly karma. This stellar light is not under the yoke of karma. This stellar light transcends material karma. And this has already touched us. So we need this calmness. We need this attention. So that we can perceive this touch in ourselves. So that mind, which in the beginning asked, why so much suffering? Why such darkness? Why is life this way? That mind, which will never find the answer to these whys, begins to calm down and to perceive that it has been touched. It perceives that we are no longer the same. So we have to stop insisting on continuing to be the same, because there's no way we can go on remaining the same. We cannot possibly hold on to the way we used to be, because the planet has already moved on from that position. We are together with the planet. The cosmos has changed, and we have changed along with the cosmos. So we are no longer the same. In fact, we have to discover what we are. And to do this, we have the stellar light brought to us by the space gardeners. So we have to open ourselves to this. We have to seek it, because it is right here inside of us. It is there within everything that exists. It is there in all situations of life. It's right there.
Então, este impulso
so
de transformação,
impulse for transformation,
de mutação,
this impulse for mutation,
ele faz com que as formas,
it causes forms, it causes structures to break apart, because everything that is structured tends to become crystallized. So if a structure is not transformed, if a way of thinking is not transformed, if structures of living are not transformed, they have to be demolished. They have to be broken down to give way to a different, more dynamic, freer structure that responds to this consciousness that is free. We are free. We think we are prisoners.
Então precisaria
so we would need to have this skill to be incarnated here and not belong to this world.
Precisa esse despertar.
We would need this awakening.
Dentro deste processo planetário,
in this planetary process,
existem certos núcleos,
there are some nuclei
que respondem mais prontamente
that respond more promptly to the stellar light.
Então, se nós fôssemos para fora,
so if we were to go outside the planetary field,
planeta,
and from there, if we were to look at the planet, we would see
mais
some darker and some brighter nuclei according to their response to this stellar presence. So the Earth is in continuous contact with the cosmos the whole time, but the planetary field is not very permeable to this cosmic light. So we have been very much confined to a certain terrestrial obscureness. Even though the cosmic was there as it has always been, cosmic light was not able to pierce the earthly field the way it is beginning to penetrate it today. So if we look at the Earth from a distance today, we will see some lighter and some darker nuclei. The consciousness of the Earth is attempting to respond to this new presence, to this greater presence of cosmic stellar light here. And this response from the Earth depends partly on us as well, because we are part of this earthly matter, as long as we are incarnated here. So there are some individuals or certain nuclei of individuals or certain groups that act as a kind of laboratory for this stellar light to find the mechanisms to help planetary life become freed from this shell, this casing in which it is confined. This process is happening on Earth today. This process of initiation of a planetary being, of transmutation of the planetary being. So we are a part of this laboratory. It's as if we were to experience a higher voltage of this stellar light so that this could be something that belongs to all humanity, humanity's heritage. So certain individuals, certain groups of individuals in humanity as a whole, because humanity as a whole is dormant, it does not perceive the light of the sun touching its own skin. It does not perceive the cosmic light piercing its consciousness, because cosmic light is there. What is missing is the response. The human material of consciousness is still opaque. It is still not able to respond. But there are certain individuals and certain groups that function as a laboratory in order to allow this process to happen. In these individuals and in these groups, the process is accelerated. It's as though this stellar light were to be intensified in these individuals who begin to take on more consciously an intensive process of transformation. This has always existed, and it has to exist, otherwise humanity cannot be touched. So there have always been these individuals which one by one or as groups have taken upon themselves this intensive process for the benefit of all humanity. So this intensive process was reflected in the impulse that made manifest such experiences as monastic life, hermetical existence, a life of total surrender to service, a life devoted to the field of science for the good of humanity. These individuals took upon themselves an intensive process of transformation and of quest for contact with the stellar light. And they were the laboratory in which this stellar light built the mechanisms by which humanity as a whole would be able to follow that path. So in earthly consciousness, there are those individuals who open up the way. There are those individuals who follow and widen the path. There are those individuals who pave the way so that others can follow that path. So these individuals or these groups take upon themselves continual transformation. These individuals have a great love for this transcendent light. These individuals consecrate their lives to this transcendent light. They are the bearers of this light. So this process is inevitable. Everyone will one day arrive where he or she is meant to arrive within the one consciousness, the consciousness of the Father. But within the cycles and stages of manifestation, within the cycles and stages of the wheels of incarnations on earth, within the cycles and stages of earthly development, we have mechanisms. We have to learn to deal with earthly laws and set our consciousness free. We have to learn to respond to stellar light. In other words, today we have to receive a new genetic code, which is a new impulse of life. It is not something contrived in a laboratory. It is a new impulse of life that is right here. From a practical point of view, when we face situations and the physical body reacts with its old habits, because the physical body responds to habits. So when the physical body reacts with habits, with inertia, with difficulties, with ailments, when the emotional body reacts to situations with attachments, with desires, with preferences, when the mind reacts to situations with ideas, with ways of thinking, with criticism, when we face situations and our bodies react, even though our consciousness may be glimpsing something different, but our bodies react because of inertia, we can face situations more intelligently, more creatively. We can face all that more unified with this stellar light than the movement of the bodies themselves, which is a repetitive movement of response. It is something that is repeated because of inertia, because they were shaped by that rhythm.
Mecanismo de resposta não somos nós.
So we are not that response mechanism. That is a rhythm that was established in our bodies through the force of habit, through inheritance, that way of acting, that way of criticizing, that way of becoming attached. We are not that. So a situation arises. Our bodies respond to it on their own. We, as consciousness, do not stay at that point. This is the issue. The bodies react, but we as consciousness do not stay there. We do not go along with the response of the body. We can watch our physical body hurting, our emotional body crying, our mind complaining, but we do not go along with that movement. We stay apart from it, and we watch it all. Our poor bodies, they still have that rhythm. Let's help them get out of there. So as consciousness, we stand apart from this. And as consciousness, we turn to that nucleus that is symbolically represented by the heart. So we get away from that movement, which is a movement of the bodies, and we turn to our heart. In other words, we turn to that state of being that is a state of gratitude, of reverence, of calmness, and of good. All this is present within us. So no matter what the situation might be, it could be a disaster in our lives, an apparent disaster, because we have already seen that there are no calamities, because everything that exists is an instrument to set our consciousness free. So no matter what the scenery, no matter who the actors may be, we know that we are not that automatic movement of the bodies. And as consciousness, we turn to our hearts, which is that state of gratitude, of reverence, of calmness, and of good. A total good. A total good. And we remain there. If we begin to practice this in this way, we are, in other words, responding to this touch from the space gardeners. In our bodies, which are addicted to earthly responses, we are creating a field that is receptive to the stellar light. So we don't need those complicated bodily positions with twisted legs that belonged to another age. We have to concentrate here. We have to concentrate on life. Yoga is in life. So when a situation arises, we look at it from the outside as consciousness, and we turn to that area of consciousness, which is our heart. There, as in a laboratory, we open ourselves to the action of stellar light, and we will know what to do. Our action is an outcome of our turning to our hearts. When we have already formed a certain environment in our hearts, this greater good has already begun to incarnate in us. When we are already receptive to this greater good, we already have this calmness in us. We turn to this calmness and it responds to us. When this is already happening, we start with our hearts, the focal point in the heart, and we turn to that state of consciousness that is represented by the light at the top of the head. So we are not supposed to concentrate on the physical heart, nor concentrate on the physical head, but on states of consciousness that correspond to these areas.
Então, com a sede no coração,
so with our focal point in the heart, we turn to the light at the top of the head. And this light at the top of the head
é um propósito, é uma vontade,
is an intent,
de bem,
a will
é um poder
that seeks
de bem,
the good, the
é um
power of good,
é um impulso,
a purpose,
de
an impulse
movimento,
of movement,
é um impulso de criação,
an impulse of
é um
creation,
de bem,
an impulse of good.
E isso se manifesta em nós,
and this is manifested in us
da compaixão,
through the movement of compassion.
Então, se nós temos a sede no
so,
coração, e nos
if we have our focal point
luz,
in our heart and we turn to this
cabeça,
light, to this state at the top of the head, we will begin to be lived by compassion. Compassion is not something we do when we want to, nor is it something we learn from books. Books, writings, teachings give us an impulse for us to create this environment in our heart and to become uplifted to this will represented by the top of the head, which is a purpose of existence, which is where the light of the cosmic purpose reaches us. And this movement, this ascending movement, this union, this matrimony in us, this is inevitable. It is part of our journey. So at a certain stage of this journey, which was blind before, before it was our suffering, before it was our struggling against material forces, as though we had to fight against life, people struggle for survival because they don't know what they are.
As pessoas têm que lutar para sobreviver.
People have to struggle to survive because they don't know what they are.
Então, é assumir conscientemente.
So we have to take this up consciously.
Se nós respondemos,
if we respond,
passar a ser aquele laboratório,
if we respond, we will become that laboratory in which this cosmic life carries out its experiences so that all of humanity may one day tread this path, for us to really stand apart from this prison, which is the automatic movement of the mind, which is the structured movement of the mind, which is the structured movement of reactions, of desires, and the ways of feeling, of the movements of physical habits and physical movements. We need what are termed acceptance and surrender. So for us to reach out to that state of the heart, which is our first doorway, for us to reach the heart and to find there that environment of gratitude, of reverence, of calmness, and of good, we need these two sponsors, which are acceptance and surrender. So these sponsors of ours will lead us to the doorway of the heart, who will help us cross this threshold. Acceptance and surrender are usually misunderstood by the human mechanism because the human mechanism does not know them. So acceptance and surrender have to be discovered, and they are there. They are our sponsors. They will lead us to the doorway of the heart. This is not acceptance of things and situations in themselves, but it is a total, unconditional acceptance of what lies behind the situations. So when a situation arises, this is what we could call a theater play, something staged in material life, something that was molded in those currents of reasons why. And this situation comes to teach us, to tell us something. So it is total, unconditional acceptance of that something that is teaching us. So whatever the situation might be, we accept it totally. But this is not acceptance of the actual situation, because here on earth, situations are contrived through a play of forces, including forces of involution. So it is acceptance of that which moves, which brings us the situation as teaching. And it is a total, unconditional surrender to what draws us, that light which draws us. And so it's a total surrender to the aim of existence, a total surrender to the Father, to the one mind, the Creator, the cosmic mind, the hierarchies, our own being, whatever is highest to us. We surrender ourselves to whatever is highest to us. We don't surrender ourselves to what is down here. We surrender to the highest point, to whatever is the highest we can conceive. And acceptance is acceptance of the teaching that comes to us through the events of life. If we accept these two sponsors, total acceptance of teaching and total surrender to whatever is the highest we can conceive, we will be guided to this doorway of the heart. And we will be on earth in a different way. We will walk on earth no longer as victims, no longer as the uninformed, no longer as prisoners who slither about in the dark, sticky mass. Here we will be bearers of a stellar light. We are going to be the bearers to carry that stellar torch, which is the symbol of a new race, the symbol of a new consciousness on earth. We are going to be stellar torch bearers, a new consciousness on earth. This is here. All we have to do is turn to it, point our antennas in that direction.